This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring retired FBI special agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
The attorney for Chad Daybell, he wanted out of the Chad Daybell case. The judge said, I'm sorry, we kind of know what this case is about. You kind of knew what this case was about. So to argue and say that you're surprised you're not going to be getting paid for this, or that you're not qualified to represent someone in a capital murder case, not valid arguments. Joining me to discuss, Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI special agent. Are you surprised at all that the judge said, no, I'm sorry, you get to keep your seat on the ride for the next Chad Daybell run?
I am a little bit surprised, because last time we heard, you know, the judge made a comment, words to the effect of, you know, if you don't feel like you can do this or you're not qualified, I don't know how I'm going to, you know, push you to do it. Those aren't the exact words, mm-hmm. but I'm paraphrasing here. And so we kind of left it like that, which I think I definitely read that. It sounds like he's going to approve it.
Yeah.
But now seeing that he said no, order, you know, I mean, motion denied, this is really big. There's a couple of things that stick out to me, though, Tony. First of all, he's been on the case since 2021. His house was even bequeathed to this attorney. I have that paperwork somewhere. Mm-hmm. And by the way, this attorney has been in trouble before in situations that are similar. So it seems to me that he, you know, bled the turnip dry. And now that there's no more money, he wants off of it. Which I do understand. I don't think attorneys should have to do work and not be compensated. I think that is not good, you know, practice-wise. But how much did he get paid? In other words, has he already been paid an exorbitant amount? And that should have covered up through trial.
Yeah, I mean, one would think that there wouldn't be some sort of surprise here 3 months out that suddenly Chad's been bled dry and now you want to leave. It is just kind of shocking that he led him all the way, you know, almost the horse up to the water, but not quite, and then wants to get off. And he also brought up the point that there is a second chair, that the state is willing to pay an attorney to be on that second chair, but he can't find anybody for that second chair. It's a very high profile case. You would almost think that there would be people lining up for this, unless this is such a toxic case and a toxic client that you know, there's no way anyone sees a benefit of being a part of this. Is that part of it too? Did John Pryor finally, you know, see the light of, you know, this isn't necessarily great publicity for him himself?
I don't know necessarily, because, you know, to segue back to the, you know, Lacey Peterson case, you know, Mark Garagos took on Peterson, who was likely one of the most, you know, just a person that no one could stand. Mm-hmm. You know, people couldn't stand to look at him with the dyed hair and listening to the testimony. So that was certainly something that you would think could deep six a career. But I think Garagos in that instance just shined, mm-hmm. and was able to, you know, really provide such a great defense. So what it says to me is that Pryor doesn't seem to think he has what it takes to defend Daybell. I mean, most of these attorneys, the good ones, the really good ones, find a way to, you know, really ferociously represent their clients and to make good arguments for their clients. So I think, in my opinion, he's intimidated that he doesn't have the goods to put on a good defense.
Could this also be part of a strategy? Could this be something where he's looking at it, he knows, look, there isn't much of a defense that can be made here. Of course, you can throw Lori under the bus. That's already been mentioned once. I don't know what where Chad's sitting on that, because that really hasn't been ever brought up again. But it's a death penalty case. The likelihood of Chad being found guilty and getting the death penalty, pretty high. But if there is some sort of an impropriety or some sort of an issue within the case early on, like right now, is this part of a long game? Is this part of a, look, I'm going to go in there, I'm going to basically throw myself under the bus and say, I'm not qualified to do this. I'm stating that on the record right now, but I'll do it if I have to. I will do it, basically, is what he said. And then Chad inevitably gets found guilty, sentenced to death. Is this basically to create an appellate issue to save his client's life, where at the end of the day, Chad ends up in prison for the rest of his life, but maybe death gets taken off the table? Because very early on, before the trial even started, his attorney flat out said he's not qualified to be the attorney for him. Not necessarily to get another trial, but maybe this is the Hail Mary, or the very strategic play, actually, of here's how we can get death off the table for you, because I don't see any other reasonable way to do it.
I think you bring up a great point. We kind of saw this in Lori Vallow's trial, right? Where the defense stands up and says, no questions, no witnesses, no anything, I'm done. And, you know, will that be brought up in an appeal in regard to really, was she well represented?
Yeah.
And I can see the same thing here, but I think it was such a double-edged sword, right? If they would have said, okay, you can get off the case and we get new lawyers on, the whole speedy trial, just how long he would have languished awaiting trial for new attorneys to get up to speed and to find capable attorneys that, you know, have a load that could bear such a trial in preparation. That's really what the judge said. You know, I've got to look at the defendant's rights here. But now that he's decided to go with his old attorney, and his attorney's saying, you know, I'm not getting paid and I really am not up for this, I see it as a certain appellate issue. Whether it will fly, I don't know, but it's definitely going to be, I think, brought up.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advance access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.